When primitive man had to go anywhere, he walked up and down and around with the inequalities of the country, and he found the going hard. The true nomads were those who inhabited heights and great plains where the natural difficulties of travel were not great. Tribes who lived in the hills were held in by the hills. When man began to think, he realized that he was to be a slave to physiographic barriers. He built bridges. They were crude, but they were the beginning of a development which has been an important part of the growth of civilization. When the ancients discovered the principle of the arch, they did something which made the advancement of the human race easier. That has been the fate of many cities, ancient and modern, to be built on land not ideally adapted to growth. Venice was built on islands of the sea, Amsterdam on islands of the Great Marsh. Paris, London, Rome are examples of cities built on both sides of a river. Cleveland is the most notable American example of this type. New York, hemmed in by great arms of the sea, has faced one of the greatest handicaps and has overcome it. In the case of Cleveland, men who plan for the future have been compelled to consider not only centrally dividing valleys, but also a number of outlying valleys which must be bridged in order to provide outlets for the population. The Hilliard Bridge, to be formally dedicated Wednesday night, is the newest of these community safety valves. Its completion means that Greater Cleveland is to become still greater through natural growth, unhindered by natural obstacles. This Great Western Viaduct marks an important advance toward the realization of the community's greatest possibilities. Article from the Plain Dealer, June 23, 1926.